the October 24th, 2012 Landmark Subdivision Commission meeting. First item on the agenda is roll call. Commissioners present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Maddox, Commissioners Chase, House, Luce, Ray, and York, and ex officios Buffington and McClintock. Second item on the agenda is consent agenda. You have excusal of absences, which Jonah Jensen has called in, and a summary of administrative approval, approvals. Approval of consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right. Moving on, item three, special tax valuation applications. Item A is 732 Pacific Avenue or 731 Commerce, Davies Building, Old City Hall District. And do you want to go ahead? All right.
I'll start with an overview of special tax valuation regulation. WAC 254-20 enables local governments to adopt local legislation to provide special valuation of historic properties that have been rehabilitated. With regard to the special application review process, state law authorizes local historic review boards to determine, one, whether the property is included in a class of historic property determined eligible for special valuation by the local legislative authority under an ordinance or administrative rule. In Tacoma, this means properties defined as city landmarks. Item two, whether the property has been rehabilitated at a cost equal to or exceeding 25% of the assessed improvement value at the beginning of the project within 24 months prior to the date of application. And three, whether the property has not been altered in any way which adversely affects those elements which qualify it as historically significant. If the local review board finds that the property satisfies all three of the above requirements, then it shall, on behalf of the local jurisdiction, enter into an agreement with the owner, which at a minimum includes the provisions set forth in WAC 254-20-120. Upon execution of said agreement between the owner and the local review board shall approve the application. Per Tacoma Municipal Code 1.42, Tacoma Landmarks Commission is the local body that approves applications for special tax valuation. The first item is 3A 732 Pacific / 731 Commerce, the Davies Block buildings. And I will read into the record the analysis for the property. Property eligibility is based on it's a contributing property within the Old City Hall Historic District. Rehabilitation cost claimed is for $239,040. And the assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation is $583,000. And this is certified by the Pierce County Assessor's Office. The rehabilitation percentage of assessed value is 42.7169%. The project period was October 2009 to October 2010, approximately 1 year. And the appropriateness of rehabilitation, the exterior work included removal and installation of windows and new roofing and interior improvements. The Landmarks Preservation Commission issued a certificate of approval for the exterior work on, actually that should be September 14, 2011. Recommendation, staff has reviewed the itemized expense sheet and recommends approval of this application in the amount of $252,121.34, which is 43.245% of the assessed value. This reflects an addition in the total amount of $13,081.34, which is 43.245% of the assessed value. And this is from the original claimed amount for a transposition error in the amount of $9,999.99, and for corrected architect fees, the amount of $3,081.35. And all of that has been verified.
Okay, would the owner like to make any additional comments before we continue on? None?
Nice work.
Oh, okay, thanks. All right, any comments or questions from commissioners? If there are no comments, I would entertain a motion at this time.
I
I move that the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the special tax valuation application of the Davies Building at 732 Pacific 731 Commerce in the amount of $252,121.34.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner House, seconded by Commissioner York. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is special tax evaluation for 1111 North 4th in the North Slope District. Want to begin? Pardon me? I don't believe, is the owner here? No?
I'm not here.
You are? Okay, very good. Staff may begin.
1111 North 4th Street, which is located in the North Slope Special Historic Review District. Staff analysis. The property is eligible as a contributing property within the North Slope Historic District. The cost claim for rehabilitation is $104,141.80. The assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation is $122,200. And that percentage of is 85.222% of the improvement value to rehab. Rehabilitation percentage, I just read that. The project period is August 4th, 2010 through August 3rd, 2012, which is approximately 2 years. The appropriateness of rehabilitation is based on the exterior work that occurred during 2010 through 2012, which included stabilizing the foundation, installation of all wood windows, replacement of new roof and siding, complete renovation of the interior, replacement of rotting joists, structural beams, electrical panels, and circuits. This property was previously subject to a prolonged enforcement action under a previous owner. The current project received certificates of approval from the Commission on September 22, 2010 and July 29, 2011. Staff has reviewed the itemized expense sheet and recommends approval of this application in the amount of $103,813.34, which is 84.953% of assessed valuation. This reflects a deduction in the amount of $328.46 from the original claimed amount for taxes and insurance outside the rehabilitation time period. Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to add? Several of us have visited your property several times, so
yeah. The only thing I would say is that doesn't reflect the completion of the house. There's some stuff that's still happening at this point. I'm sure we'll come back to that in a year or so.
Okay. There is no other discussion or questions from commissioners. I would entertain a motion.
I move that the Tacoma Landmark Preservation Commission approve the application in the amount of $103,813.34.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner York, second by Commissioner Luce. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion passes. And we will move on to item C. Congratulations. We know it's been a long slog for you. Boy.
Mike, we'll contact you about the agreements.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Item 3C is 1 North Broadway at Edgecliff Apartments.
I'll start with the staff analysis. The property is eligible as a designated city landmark as of August 17, 2010. The rehabilitation cost claim is for $328,150. The assessed improvement value prior to rehabilitation was $891,400. The rehabilitation percentage of assessed value, 36.813%. And the project period was October 2nd, 2010 to October 1st, 2012, approximately over 2 years. Appropriateness of rehabilitation is based on exterior work that occurred during the 2010-2012, which included the repair and selective in-kind replacement of deteriorated windows, gutters, downspouts, and soffits. Exterior wood walls were repainted and brick was repointed. Interior hallways and apartment units were renovated. This work was approved via administrative review on July 8, 2011. And recommendation, staff has reviewed the itemized expense sheets and recommends approval of this application in the amount of $326,597.50, which is 36.39% of assessed value, reflecting a deduction in the total amount of $1,552.50 from the original claimed amount for grounds, planning, pruning, and improvements, which were not eligible items.
The owner here, would you like to make a comment, or are you satisfied with the report as given?
Sounds good to me.
All right.
We're not done yet.
Okay. We know it's a lifelong pursuit.
I need to recuse myself from this vote.
All right. We still have a quorum. Are there questions and comments from commissioners? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion. Don't make me appoint someone.
I move that the Landmark Preservation Commission approve the application as submitted in the amount of $326,597.50.
Thank you. Motion by Commissioner York. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ray. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, say no. Motion passes. You have your tax evaluation.
And we'll contact you for signing the covenant agreement before the end of the year. Probably within the next few weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item four is chair comments. I have none. Item five is board Board Business and Preservation Planning. Item A is Bylaws and Inventory Review, and I will turn it over to staff.
I'll try to keep this on short unless anybody wants to discuss things at further length. We have a public hearing scheduled for November 14th that was previously authorized by the commission. At that public hearing, there are going to be a number of things that are going to be before the commission for a public comment. The Wedge neighborhood in North Slope Historic District Design Guidelines update, which we had a fairly good small community meeting information session about that last week. The notice was out on that already, and that's been posted on the web, as well as a Wedge Historic District Buildings Inventory, which is required by ordinance to be adopted by the commission. And then some minor administrative changes to the bylaws, and I'll just walk through these really quickly. These are the ones we have a request for. First is regarding conditional use permit. The present bylaws indicate that the commission bias policy does not consider an application for design review for which a variance is required and has not been issued. And the theory behind this, of course, is that variances can change the configuration and appearance of a project, and the commission doesn't want to design review projects that are not permittable by the city, and so that discretionary permit process takes place before the design review. However, the commission does occasionally give briefings to provide feedback during that process. It's proposed that a conditional use permit is also placed under that category, that the commission does not formally act on a conditional use permit pending project until the conditional use permit decision has been added. So the language there is to add or a conditional use permit into the existing bylaws. In that section. The second thing that was discussed earlier this year was changing the meeting start time to 5:30. That would allow folks that are traveling from out of town or meetings at the end of the day that we all have some additional time to get here to the commission, as well as applicants who have to get here right after work a lot of times too. And so that was another thing that's proposed. Then I mentioned the Wedge Neighborhood Historic District already, but for item three of the North Slope Historic District, we just discovered that there's a property that was, building was built 2007 that isn't in the inventory, and so we're just updating that and adding it as a non-contributing structure. And I believe, oh, and design guidelines, and that is it. And so if there's any discussion, those are the proposed changes. I guess the only thing I would say that differs from the staff report is a minor thing, which is under the section of variances, if the commission does make that change, then we change that section of variances and conditional use permits, which is not indicated in the strike through. But other than that, that's all I have.
I had some corrections and questions about the list of the wedge inventory. Should I go with you about that separately?
That would be absolutely fine if you wanted to. If you can either we can do it now, or you can do it just directly to us, and then we'll bring it back to the commission.
I did leave
there's
amended
a new one.
And so I would like to hear about them, but we can do that afterwards.
Okay. There's a couple. I'm not sure what property they're talking about now. There's some garages and things that we apparently left off.
Okay.
I'll give you a separate list.
We can take that separate list and publish that onto the website so that the folks can review that the inventory, if there's any comments on it to the hearing. That'd be great.
Okay. Are there announcements or anything you'd like to talk about over and above the business that we've done today? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Right here.